So this is what John sums up. Peter was grieved that Jesus asked the question at this time. And he said, Lord, you know everything. And you know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. The truth is, when you were young, you were able to do as you like and go wherever you like and wherever you wanted to. But when you're old, you stretch out your hands and others will direct you. Last couple of weeks with this old leg surgery, I had a lot of people leading me. And they'll take you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this, let them know what kind of death that he would die to glorify God. And Jesus told him, follow me. Peter turned around and saw the disciples that Jesus loved following them. The one who had learned over to Jesus during the supper and asked, Lord, who among us will betray you? Peter asked Jesus, what about him, Lord? And Jesus replied, if you want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? Follow me. So the rumor spread among the community of believers that the disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? We have a tendency sometimes to think about people and whether they ever made a decision for Christ or not. But it's a personal decision. And sometimes people share it openly, and some people are very private with it, and that's okay. And that's what I like when Jesus said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? But this is the conclusion. This is that disciple who saw all these events and recorded them here in this book known as the Gospel of John. And we all know that his account of these things are accurate. And I suppose, John's saying in his closing, I suppose that if all the other things Jesus did were written down, the whole world could not contain it in the many books that are written.